Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Born John Michael Osborne in Birmingham, England, December the 3rd, 1948. The news broke earlier today. Ozzy Osbourne, the rock star, has passed away at the age of 76, just weeks after his final Black Sabbath show. I've never seen Ozzy Osbourne or Black Sabbath perform. I do wonder how many people out in the audience were fans, went to a show. How you remember Ozzy? 651-461-9226. He was an icon. Legendary. And you think about how dominant and how much of a rock star he was in the music industry. And then you also think about the reality show, right? You do. So, because I didn't know, like, you know about Ozzy Osbourne, but I didn't know anything about his family. I didn't know about Sharon and the kids until we got the show. So, let me ask you, because you're pretty diverse in your listening, mm-hmm. and we all have those you know, the songs that people will remember. And I don't know what people would say is the most popular song. I think that probably Crazy Train is definitely one of them, right? Because just the way it opened. All aboard!
All aboard!
But did you ever see a show?
Never did. Oh, you're talking about the Osbournes, or are you talking about
talking
any
about
show?
Him. No, I'm talking about a musical.
Oh,
show.
No. Yeah, no, I never saw him. I never saw him or Black Sabbath. But I think what's so interesting about Ozzy is there are like three different parts of his career that are iconic. You got Black Sabbath, you've got his solo career, and then you've got the rebirth with the Osbournes that introduced him to a whole new generation of people that might not have known who Ozzy Osbourne was. I mean, it's in that song 1985 by Bowling for Soup, you know. Who would have thought Ozzy, you know, when did Ozzy become an actor? Like, is one of the lines. And you're like, that's just how iconic he was.
Yeah, I just, man, you know, when I saw the news earlier today, I wasn't necessarily shocked immediately, and this is the reason why I wasn't shocked immediately, because it seemed like he had been in poor health for a little while, but this is the but to it, though. When you heard that he just recently did a show, that it kind of, I was like, really? Because I didn't know that they were getting back to doing shows, and then you revealed something about a video and how emotional people were watching him at that final show.
It was kind of eerie. It was... I believe they called it the final show back on July 5th. and he's sitting there, and it's the first time that the member, all the original members of Black Sabbath had reunited for that in well over a decade. And what got to me was this crowd of 40,000 people. Like, there are some times where you get an ominous feeling over something that you're watching, and you're like, it's got a different feeling. I remember watching it when I saw the Ultimate Warrior give a speech in, I can't even, like 2015, 2016, and he was talking about basically his mortality, and then the next morning, we found out he had passed away.
Wow.
And it's almost like he was giving his own obituary. You know, he was eulogizing himself. But then you see all of these fans, these 40,000 people, when Ozzy's singing "Mama, I'm Coming Home," fans of all generations are just getting choked up and emotional. And it's almost like everybody senses what they're seeing. Like, this is the last we're going to see Ozzy Osbourne perform. And it was almost like a spiritual moment for people, that you could see that they were just so in the moment. And you kind of almost feel like, I don't know if Ozzy felt the same way, but I mean, being in bad health and going out there for what they called the final show, mm-hmm. just really, it's very eerie. It's very telling. And I'm just happy that a legend like Ozzy got that send off.
Hey, 651-461-9226. If you guys want to weigh in on talking about Ozzy Osbourne, I'd love to hear from you. We can take a couple of phone calls here at this segment. I'd love to, if you want to text into the show, if you want to call into the show, I'd love to hear from you. Because, you know, one of the things about Ozzy Osbourne that we have to remember is that he branched out on his own. But remember, he branched out on his own after being booted from the group mm-hmm. back in 1979 due to his rampant drug and alcohol addiction, and then later would reunite with Black Sabbath. They were inducted into the 2006 Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And like you just referenced, Chris, July 5th, the Back to the Beginning farewell show in his hometown.
You know, my favorite thing that he ever did actually was the, I don't know if y'all remember the Super Bowl ad that he did with Justin Bieber, but back in 2011 for Best Buy.
I remember that.
It was absolutely hilarious. At the end, he's like, "What's a Bieber?" Like, he didn't even, it was just so much fun.
I remember that line.
Oh, and to watch, I mean, you think about it, you've got this biting the head off of a bat and just this, the Prince of Darkness. And then you find out he's a pussycat. He's a pussycat. He's got a son and a daughter, and he's a family man. And I'm glad that whatever happened with Ozzy and the perception, kind of like an
they were able to patch it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Absolutely. Oh, and I was going to say.
I'm talking about something different.
Oh, yeah. And I guess I was going to say that you have this persona being deep and dark and, you know, almost satanic on stage, like an Alice Cooper. But then you find out you're just a regular guy. And I'm glad that when people found out that Ozzy wasn't this deep, dark, brooding individual.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, obviously, you know, had his issues, but it didn't affect his fan base. You know, he still had those fans that were loyal to him. And I think that really tells you the character of Ozzy Osbourne.
The text line from the 612, biting heads off bats and dolls with tons of fake blood in the 82 concert, wild for the day. From the 651, Halloween night 2007 with Rob Zombie, nosebleed seats at Target Center, and what a show. Thought the fire hose was thicker than his legs. And
we got Rob Zombie and Ozzy Osbourne.
From the 320, Black Sabbath was the third concert around 1970 I went to, and I was hooked and went to almost every concert that came into the Twin Cities. Wow. Yeah, you know, one of the other things that I thought about earlier today when I heard the news about Ozzy Osbourne, and I'm not trying to be a fatalist, and I'm not trying to speak something into existence. But, you know, you always hear this, because we've heard it forever, and we're going to always hear it, is the, it comes in threes.
I was thinking about that earlier.
I thought about that earlier. I'm dead serious. I thought about that because
Everybody
knows that I started the show last night just heartbroken at the news that Malcolm Jamal Warner had passed away. Now we hear that Ozzy Osbourne has passed away. Mm-hmm. It's just and do I believe in all that? No. But it's just a weird thing.
It is such a weird, and I don't even know where that superstition
came from.
Actually originated from, but it's fun because I was thinking the same thing when I was here. And then I was texting my wife, and I, you know, RIP Ozzy, and she's like, well, Ozzy died? I'm like, yeah. And then the first thing I'm thinking is like, oh, yeah, who's next? Because Malcolm Jamal Warner 2 days ago, and it's, I just told her, I'm like, this is a sad time for Gen Xers. You know, us in our, you know, what, 50s and, you know, mid 40s, however, you know, whatever Gen Xers are, because I know you and I both, but it's, man, but Ozzy had been living with, I think he'd been living with Parkinson's for like 20 years.
For a while, yeah.
For like 20 years. Yeah. And you know what?
It showed up on the show.
It did. And you know what? God love you, Ozzy. You know, I guess, you know, you can take that crazy train because, yeah, mama, you're coming home.
Yep. All right, coming up next, you know what time it is. Every night we do it at 7:20. It's the bite of the night. That's next year on The Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contracts. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
All right, the bite of the night is from the sports world, and it involves the very quotable Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, the owner of the Dallas Cowboys, sometimes he just can't stay out of his own way. He can't. We know that he loves him some Jerry Jones. He's very he's open and honest about his take on his team, about himself, about the league.
Jerry's a fan of Jerry.
And about his players. But to me, a comment that he made yesterday to the media, basically taking shots at a couple of different of his players, because everybody knows that Micah Parsons hasn't gotten a new deal yet. This was Jerry Jones talking about Micah Parsons because he brought up his injuries, which a lot of people thought that was rather odd, and I do too.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
All right, so I hate that. And I hate it because that is where he is slighting the player. Parsons is going to get paid, okay? Good players get paid. But he slighted Micah Parsons because he talked about, he brought up his injuries. And he's not somebody that typically gets injured. He got injured last year. He plays football.
Football, it's going to happen.
He plays football. Yeah. So for Jerry Jones to bring that up, I think is it's
Bush League.
It is. It shouldn't have happened. And it's, to me, you're just not being a good owner in that moment. Like, you're taking a sliding your player that everybody knows is probably the top free agent, if you talk about guys that aren't signed to long-term deals, in all of football. So I don't like that he did that. And then on top of that, he threw in Dak Prescott. Like, Jerry, you're wealthy. You're rich. You got the money. Pay up the money. I just don't like him taking a dig. And I think along with that, there's I don't like the fact that Jerry Jones took a dig. One thing that I don't like, and this is just across the board, is when you look at owners and you look at managers. This is in any business. I hate people that micromanage people. I just hate it. Micromanaging people is just the reason why I don't like it is because it's too intense. There are ways to talk or deal with the people that work for you. To micromanage them is just, to me, it's just too much. Like, there are times to dive into things. There are times to not dive into things. For him to do this with Micah Parsons not even there. He's talking to the media.
Yeah.
He's talking to the media. I don't like micromanagers. It's gross to me.
You could ask Jerry Jones, would you have, if you could choose between, you could have three Super Bowls in the next 3 years, but you couldn't do a press conference for a year. Jerry would probably turn down the three Super Bowls.
He would.
Because he has to have those press conferences. Jerry Jones is a grade one, I'm not going to say a narcissist, but Jerry Jones, we hear more from him than we do from Mike McCarthy. Like, we don't, if you're talking about, number one, with Micah Parsons, why do you want to piss off your best defensive player? Because after Myles Garrett and TJ Watt, guess what? Micah Parsons is the next one that needs to get paid. And they know that. You don't want to make your best defensive player upset. And if you're talking about, well, we just signed somebody to the highest court, you know, the highest contract in the history of the position, and they got knocked out, I'm not smart. But to me, that looks like you gave a big contract to Dak Prescott, and he got knocked out two-thirds of the way through the season. Maybe that wasn't the best deal. You made yourself look like a nincompoop because you're like, well, Dak Prescott got injured. Yes, we know. I mean, I could never imagine Mark Wilf taking a shot at, you know, if Justin Jefferson was out, and it's like, well, you know, Justin Jefferson, he missed 10 games last year because of a hamstring. We don't want to pay him. I mean, how dumb is that? It's football injuries.
I don't either. I just don't get it.
You're making a situation worse that didn't have to be. Like, why do you create conflict when there's no conflict to be had?
Jerry, stop micromanaging. Don't do it, Jerry. It doesn't, you're talking to the media and you're not around the player. That's not helpful.
What can Micah Parsons do to defend himself?
Nothing. I never want to see the day where I'm on the set of Fox 9 or a show has popped up on Fox 9 digital or on the actual TV. And then I turn to my phone and I see that Brad Lane's weighing in on an interview that I did with Justin Jefferson. At that point, I'm done.
Man, you are name dropping everybody.
I'm just going to be like, Brad, I'm done. I'm sorry, bro.
Yeah, well.
I've had enough.
Wow.
I'm joking.
Wow.
I'm joking.
I love that you told that story just to name drop Justin Jefferson.
I want the name drop.
Yeah, I know you. That's exactly right.
He's listening to the show.
It doesn't even matter what the story is, as long as there's a really cool name drop. Hey, that's what we're getting to.
Real quick from the 715, you're exactly right. Jerry Jones has been doing this for years. He needs a PR person in his Cowboys Foundation. He is the PR person.
Yes.
You can't rein Jerry in.
No.
You can't do it.
Nobody puts Jerry in a corner. I mean, it's just, you
can't do it.
It's just so annoying when we hear from somebody like Jerry Jones, who I don't even know what the point of Jerry Jones going out there. He does his weekly hits at a station in Dallas. And I think, didn't he get mad at...
He got mad at the host last year.
He got mad at the host last year.
And he went off on them, and it was so ridiculous. He basically threatened them.
Yes. And it's so thin-skinned. If you're going to go out there, Jerry, you got to take the heat, bro.
Stupid.
I mean, you're America's team. You know, you haven't, you know... I mean, shoot, the only Cowboy to win a title in Arlington was Adam Page.
Coming up next, I have advice. Yes, I have advice for the president, Donald Trump. We get to that next. I have advice for Donald Trump. Yes, me. I'm not a know-it-all. But Donald, if you're listening, if you're streaming the show, stop sticking your nose in other people's business, Donald. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Donald Trump needs to focus on the things that Americans want him to focus in on. Lowering the price of groceries, making sure the price of prescription drugs will stay the same or maybe even get a little bit lower, which we know that's not necessarily going to be the case because we've already heard that price is going to go up on a lot of different things. The tariffs. But Donald Trump threatening a football team and the Washington Commanders is dumb. It's dumb. This is a stay in your lane moment. Stay in your lane. He's trying to threaten the Commanders who are trying to finalize, you know, that whole football stadium deal. He said to them, he wants the name change back. He wants it to go from the Commanders to the Washington R's, which, how dare you?
Make racism great again.
Why are you trying to tell a fan base, a new ownership group, because it's not Daniel Snyder, a new ownership group, what the name of their damn team should be? Like, this is what you're focused in on? My man, get your priorities straight. Maybe this is more deflection from the Jeffrey Epstein stuff, but him putting out a Truth Social poll saying, I may put a restriction on them if they don't change the name back to the original Washington and get rid of the ridiculous moniker Washington Commanders. I won't make a deal for them to build a stadium in Washington. So you're basically telling the world that you utilizing, because it's politically motivated, you're going to try to stop a deal based on a name that you don't like? This is not making football great again. This is just Donald Trump sticking his nose in business that he has nothing to do with. And by the way, Commanders fans are saying that in this article. Steve Mahoney, who's 62, says Trump has, quote, bigger fish to fry than pressuring the Commanders to change the team name. He says focus on lowering prices, everything else that he said he was going to do, that he's not doing. And Mahoney is a retired pharmaceuticals rep who's originally from Chicago. Then they talk to other people. Jessica Brown, who's 48, says she only pays just enough attention to the president to know how he can affect my life. The stadium issue is apparently one of those cases. She says, quote, he should just keep his nose in his own lane. I just don't get it, man. Like, why does he care about this?
He doesn't. He doesn't. It's all deflection. It's to get everybody off the scent of the Jeffrey Epstein. It's the same reason why he came out and said Obama should be, you know, executed for treason. It's the same reason why he wants to revoke Rosie O'Donnell's citizenship. Like, it's throwing red meat to the base to see what's going to stick. I mean, that's all it is. We've never had a president get involved in stadiums. And Donald Trump knows that. I think he should know that. But to me, I look at it, it's more bluster. It's just more, let's get people talking about something other than Jeffrey Epstein. I mean,
the Epstein stuff is not going away.
No, but he has been able to deflect everything that he has done by changing the subject and flooding the zone. That's what they said the approach was going to be, and I give them credit. They absolutely have done a fantastic job of mucking it up like they said they were going to do. Because, you know, every day it's a new self-inflicted crisis. To me, he has no interest in this. I mean, he said the same thing about the Cleveland Guardians. That they have to change it. You know, they have to bring back Chief Wahoo, and they have to go back to their old name and their old logo. So it's just, to me, it's absolutely insane.
Enough, Donald.
To think that, like, if this doesn't stick and the Epstein now, I think the Epstein talk is going to go away in a sense that Congress is leaving. Like, they are.
Well, yeah, I mean, the Speaker of the House.
Speaker of the House says we're not.
He shut it down.
They're trying to get it down.
Away. What was it, 5 weeks or something like that?
Yes.
But no. It's not going away. You think that the people are going to all of a sudden are not going to want to. Like, I don't think that the Epstein stuff is going away.
No.
You think it's going away?
I think that Mike Johnson is putting a halt to it for the time being because he wants people to. He wants it to die down. Why else would you leave early? And basically everything has come to a grinding halt because nobody wants to move forward on the Epstein files. Like, there's no movement on this because Republicans, MAGA Republicans, do not want this to move forward.
Well, the text line for the 651, they're saying, they're kind of like with you, that this is deflection, it's not real. They say, let's be fair to our president now. It's not just deflection from the Epstein case. It's also deflection from the terrible job he's doing with everything else. There could be some truth to that because I think that a lot of people are frustrated because they're seeing that prices are going up with certain companies. What was it? Walmart came out and said that the prices for a lot of their things are going way up.
Yeah.
Here soon.
Yeah. And I mean, companies should not have to eat the cost of the tariffs. I would like Walmart to eat it because I don't want to pay it. But I know at the end of the day, these tariffs are going to fall on the backs of the consumers, which is, you know, you and I and everybody out there.
And according to CNBC, they tracked the prices of about 50 products sold in Walmart. They found that prices rose as high as 51% following the company's announcement that it would raise prices following President Donald Trump's tariffs. So they tracked the prices of different merchandise across apparel, electronics, toys, and groceries. So, yeah, there could be something to that. It could be, just trying to deflect away from maybe some of the negative stories and some of the negative storylines and stuff that are happening. But I think at the end of the day, more than anything, I just think that people, not only just in Washington, but just across the board, they want to see him do things that are more pertinent to our everyday lives. Like, I'm more concerned about the prices of groceries and stuff like that as opposed to what the name of the damn Washington football team is. Like, that, I don't think that people in Minnesota care about that. People in Minnesota don't care about the name of the Washington Commanders at this particular point. I don't want, you know, the prices at the Walmart or Target or whatever to go up. That's something that we're more concerned with.
But And I mean, if we're going to talk about, you know, okay, well, we want him to focus on things. He's not going to fix the prices of the products. Like, he is not going to
But if the tariffs are the reason why the prices have to go up, then let's stop with the tariffs thing.
That's not going to happen. I mean, that
there's nothing against, like, if you make a mistake saying, you know what, I made a mistake, we'll bring it back.
Okay, let's think about this.
I'm just saying.
You are asking Donald Trump to admit that he made a mistake?
I'm just saying.
I mean, I have a better chance of, I don't even want to say. But no, Donald Trump will not admit he made a mistake because that's not what Donald Trump does.
Are you sure? Has he ever fired people? You're fired.
Yeah.
That maybe could be a way of saying you made a mistake.
Yeah, I don't think it's because he made a mistake.
I just think with this particular thing, don't be concerned with the NFL stuff.
No.
Larry in his car, he's on 494. Are you in traffic right now, Larry?
No, it's flowing good right now.
Okay, all right. That's good. And, you know, sometimes you can get in a little bumper to bumper, but it's a little bit later in the evening. It's 743.
Yeah, well, hey, good conversation. Always love the show. You know, just so you know, accountability, no one's taken that in this state for a lot of the things that went down. So when you say Donald Trump wouldn't admit it, not many will admit they're wrong. Am I right?
I think that we all should admit that we're wrong. Yep, that's what I just said. I don't think that Donald Trump would never, ever admit that he's wrong. I don't believe that.
Yeah, well, here's the thing I think, and it's a good topic again. I think there's something bigger, and they know about it because they've got the intelligence, and he's stalling because it's bigger. It's bigger than anybody can either think about or maintain or handle, and so I think that's what we're up against. It isn't nefarious. It isn't he's on the list. I think there's something bigger. And they're trying to do it in a way, you know, let us know.
What do you mean there's nothing nefarious? What do you mean?
People, you hear he's on the list. Donald Trump doesn't want to say it because he's there. He was there.
But let me ask you two questions. Why do you think? Well, first off, we see the photographs. We see all the video. There's a breaking news tonight about how Epstein was at his wedding and all these other things. So, like, for us to have all of this stuff thrown in our face and we try to ignore the fact that Donald Trump was around this guy and they were best buds, like, that would be ignorant for anybody to do. But that's a point for another day. But I'm trying to figure out why would he do this with the commanders, though? Like, what sense does that make? Like, why is he sticking his nose where it doesn't even, like, this makes no sense to me.
Again, I think they've got intelligence
So you're saying it's deflection? It's deflection.
It's not a deflection. No, it's not a deflection.
Then why?
I think that we make it that. We think it's that. But there's something bigger going on.
So if there's something bigger going on, but you stick your nose in other people's affairs, why are you doing that is my question. Answer that question. You're saying that there's something big that's out there that the world doesn't know about, but he's talking about the Washington Commanders. My question to you is why, Larry? I won't give you a stadium deal because there's something big and bad out there that I don't want the world to know about, but I'm sticking my nose. That makes no sense to me, Larry.
Well, here's the thing about government that you know and I know that we don't know. You know? The government is so confusing and they try to hide themselves in plain sight. And there's more to it than intelligence. There's safety in the country. All of these things. But maybe, okay, I'll give you nosing into that situation there that you just mentioned. You're right. That seems like making noise.
Yeah.
Which again, marketing people, you know, maybe that's what he's doing.
Yeah.
But I think the bigger picture though, again, I think the Epstein files is small potatoes to what's coming down the pipe, and we're going to be in for a big shock.
Do you have any thoughts as to why he won't release them?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Again, I think because he's already beyond it. I think he said it out loud a couple weeks ago. Well, you're still talking about this. Well, he's 10 feet. He's 10 steps ahead already with his intelligence.
How?
Thinking about something else.
Yeah. Thanks for the phone call from Larry. None of that rationale makes a whole lot of sense to me. Like, if you're championing the files, and now you're blocking it, that makes no sense. I don't know what this, the whole grand scheme thing that Larry's talking about, I'm trying to figure out how that plays into this particular thing or that particular thing. Like, we can multitask. Like, we can deal with maybe a lot of different things, because that's what a president should do, is deal with a lot of different things. I still don't get how it makes any sense to stick his nose into the whole Washington Commanders deal, but that's another story. We got headlines. That's next year on The Lake Show. Oh, man. I appreciate. Thank you for Larry for calling in. Larry's taking it on the chin on the text line. Text line is, they're getting at you, Larry.
Yeah, they're not in agreement with something bigger.
They're not in agreement with the whole it's something bigger type of. That it's not adding up, Larry. We'll just say that. Like, they're coming out. Like, you've incited a riot here on the text line. Elvis lives.
Yeah, the folks out there that. They chose violence tonight, Larry. I'm sorry.
I wouldn't mind meeting Elvis. Anyway, let's get the headlines.
All right. Well, yeah. Hey, what has long been a staple of Minneapolis-based Target is going away. For 12 years, shoppers at the Red Circle retailer have been able to price match in products found at Walmart or Amazon for lower prices, but the country's second-largest retailer is doing away with the practice. Target confirmed in ABC News this week that it was updating their, quote, price match guarantee policy, removing the price match with competitors and only keeping the match for products with price differences that were sold in their own stores or on the website. Change is expected to go in effect on July 28th. It's not an unusual practice for retailers. Another Minnesota-based realtor, Best Buy, has long had a price match policy. Target implemented their price matching back in 2013, becoming the first brick-and-mortar retailer to install a match for online retailers.
This is not a good decision by Target. You're already losing billions after the DEI thing. Read the room, man. Why is this decision being made? Price match. This doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Yeah. You've already turned off people. You're going to turn off more people. In my opinion, this is not a wise decision. Price match. Keep price matching. Because Amazon is going to end up putting you out of business if you don't price match. I think this is dumb. That's just me. You may disagree. I think it's dumb. They should price match to me.
No, they should. I mean, because there are people out there that are looking for savings, and if they can find savings, and if they can find savings while going to your store, that is going to, I feel, more than anything, it's going to add up to more goodwill with your store. And right now, I feel like Target needs all the goodwill that they can get.
Yes, I agree. I just don't think this is a wise decision.
No, I don't. I don't either. And by the way, we know what's happening with Stephen Colbert in the Late Show, but Comedy Central is adding Josh Johnson to their rotating lineup. He's been a writer on the show since 2017, an on-screen presence since 2024. He joins Ronnie Cheng, Jordan Klepper, Michael Costa, and Desi Leidick, along with Jon Stewart. And his first show's tonight.
I like Jordan. Jordan's funny.
He's good.
Like, Jordan's funny. Maybe I'll check out the Josh Johnson.
Jordan's coming to Minneapolis, too, by the way.
When?
In December.
Ooh.
Yep.
Are you going? You taking a wife?
Yes. Going to
really?
The Fillmore.
Okay. All right. Is that it for headlines?
That's it.
All right, that's it. All right, coming up at the top of the hour. When renting a car at the airport, I want a human. I don't want AI's help. I'll explain next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.